You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Oh, wow. I want to start off with a descriptor word for our party on Saturday. Let's start off with, damn. That was a heck of a party. Heck of a party.
Yes, sir.
Execution on all fronts was pretty darn solid. I would tell you that all 32 of the listeners showed up for this
Thank
party.
Thank you, Barney, for that observation. All 175 of your 32 listeners were there.
First and foremost, thanks to the Westward Look for executing their first weird Wake Up Tucson event. Hopefully we do more together. Always interesting where you have to say to a hotel on an event like that, you say, oh, I would like you to just collect money at the door. Say, what? And that's not usually something they do, right? They say, yes, here's your banquet event order. Give us a deposit. It'll cost blah, blah, blah at the end, and you're going to collect the money. I don't have the wherewithal to do that. So, but we have a history of delivering when we say we're going to deliver on people. And, you know, bill number two was asking me this morning, how many did I turn away? I turned away at least 25, 30 people. Easy. We could have had over, if I kept on pushing it, we could have been low 200s. Just didn't have the space, you know, because I didn't want it over jammed in there. Right? Because, you know, then you're waiting for food, you're waiting for cocktails, you're running into people. It's just that good of an event. So we knew our limits and we abided by them. Great spirit by everybody at the place. Very generous. Of course, all the help that I got from Sarah and Pat and Mona and Margo and Margo's brother and Bo and James and then the honor crew folks of Ed and Cheryl and all the people that came that night to help. Thank you all. I'm sure I missed someone. I totally apologize. But thank you for all your help. Jim Bednarik was amazing on the tunes.
Wasn't that fun?
He's the pro's pro.
He sure is.
You know, Margo and her brother Joey, remember they used to do all those cool, they're very decorative. They used to do all those windows in Hydra years ago.
Absolutely.
And they did an amazing job. So
haven't seen him in a while, too. So I haven't seen her either. Now that I think about it. But
so
yeah.
Cheryl from Honor Flight, that was her centerpieces. She did the uplighting and things like that. But Margo and Joey from a previous thing had all these printed out posters of old USO pictures from the Korean War. And so those were up. They put the banner. You know, we had the big TV screen rotating the pictures of honor flights and things like that. And it was a winner.
Yeah,
it was a damn winner.
A lot of fun.
Super terrific. Jackass Smooch the Donkey was there. Smooch's kissing
Smooch
booth.
Shook his moneymaker. did he not?
The Smoocher did $250.38. In fundraising for Honor Flight. Just a donkey. I mean, that's pretty good. Need that coffee this morning. I will tell you that, so Smooch was there. Just what a great crew of people. It was just that good spirit of everyone was there. And it was good. Matt and Randy from The Drive were there and all the classic Wakeys and then we had a lot of, you know, officials or, you know, we had, of course, Siskamani did a great job. And then Mayor Ed, Mayor Tom, Mary and Mo from Oral Valley. Then we had candidates like Janet Wittenbraker and Daniel Gutierrez. And again, it was, I'm verklempt by the care that these people take in relation to taking care of our veterans. So Our friend Franny won the big chunk of gold. Good job, girl.
Yeah.
That was fun. Betsy was a raffle prize monster, bought 6 tickets, had 3 winners, which is off the charts.
Amazing.
We had some, I did some of the dining cards and broke them up into themes, whether geographically or otherwise.
Right, the Tucson Crime Free Coalition group.
Yeah, we had a crime free coalition.
Which was the Union Concepts and Lucky Wishbone, which I thought was clever.
Absolutely. And then we had the Pliskin Acres package. So one of Margo brought...
Nobody says you don't have to have fun doing these things.
Absolutely.
Right?
Margo brought Don, the World War II veteran, and I forgot the name of the Korean War guy. It'll come back to me.
It wasn't
Gate.
Oh, okay.
And what happened was they both won. And, you know, and as I said, when I think it was Don who won the Pliskin Acres, I said, the guy survived World War II and other things just so we can send him into Pliskin Acres to get some food. But I will tell you that, and then I was talking to Margo yesterday, and he called up Margo and said, where's this Pliskin Acres place at? So, like I said, we're going to do a total on this. They got to go through some online donations and things like that. So I'll have it's got to be somewhere between easy 15, 20 G's for the night. So, which would be great. The thing that was interesting, so my buddy Sarah Ramsey, who was one of my helpers on this, she was great. This dinner for 20 by CJ and me, she goes, look, what if we just sell tickets to this instead of doing it as a silent auction? And I was cool with that. And what happened was we sold out the first 20 at $100 a pop for this 4-course dinner. And then I think it was John or I forgot who, someone else, like, why don't you just do another one? Right. And, what happened was we did another one. So CJ was out of town. So I'm texting him. I go, hey, we already sold the first one out for $2,000. What do you want to, do a second one? And I told him I was up for it. And he said, sure. Just we have to space them out a little bit, which is fine. And so we sold the other 20 dinners. So we did CJ and I raised $4,000 on just 2 dinners for Honor Flight, which was freaking awesome. And then our good friend, Onita Davis, who again, very active with the American Legion Auxiliary up in Oro Valley. She's our good friend that we do Wreaths Across America with. And then of course, they're out there on Veterans Day and Memorial Day, handing out poppies and things like that. She emailed me Saturday morning and said that they made the decision as an organization just to cut a check for $2,000 for Honor Flight. So there's another $2,000 there. So I think hopefully I think we're threatening the $20,000 level, which would be awesome. I want to do a quick thanks of everyone who donated because, you know, Chris is only a semi ingrate, not a total ingrate. So of course, Tucson Coin and Autograph for the amazing chunk of gold. Thank you, Seth and family. Jethro's Restaurant, Ted Maxwell hooking us up with the Air National Guard for the simulator experience.
There's vigorous bidding for that one.
There was.
Somebody's going to have a great time.
You are correct. I was hoping it was going to be Noah, so him and Ted could spend the whole day together, but it didn't happen. Rocco's Little Chicago, Dante's Fire, Lindy's Thunder Bacon Burger, Kari and the crew at Southern Arizona Cleaning Supply. So Clint and Tammy at Copper Creek Cookies put together this, they got it hooked up with, it had like cash and lottery tickets. And then they also hooked us up. So it was like Jack Furrier had some stuff as part of that. And also, Texas Roadhouse donated a few things too. So thank you guys for that. Divine Bovine, Picture Rocks Heating and Cooling, Ron's super terrific barbecue basket. We hooked that up with some Thunder Bacon certificates.
Yeah, it was a nice combination.
Yep, so we did that. John and Melissa and the Post family over at the Marana Pumpkin Patch. Appreciate it. Ed Dunlop, the giant 65-inch television. Raina at Shish Kebab, who came with her buddies, and she was having a good time Saturday night. Our good friend Juan from Taco Rustico. Grant and the crew from Union Hospitality. Thank you, sir. Arash from Just Kebab. BBG, American Warrior. Thanks for all his stuff. Let's see what else. The Jeff and Betty Jones arranged the ride-along for Mark Daniels, and Betty loved it so much that she actually outbidded people. So she's the one who arranged it, and then she's the one who paid for it. She wanted it again. So God bless her. Judy and Gary Davidson for a really cool gift basket of mango candle, plus a lot of really cool gift cards and stuff. Of course, Dean from Gerson's, appreciate it, my friend, gift certificate. The Gizzard Wizard, Josh Jacobson at Goldwater. Jeez, I'm reading something else. Lucky Wishbone. Thanks to Bruce Ash for the Barry Goldwater doll.
That was really cool.
From 1964.
Yes, sir.
And it was a doll that supposedly has adhesive on it. I don't think it works. The adhesive is working anymore. You're supposed to put on your car dashboard of Gary Goldwater by Remco. Not Ronco, Remco. And then a bottle of Trump wine that was part of a package. American Security Projects, a pistol safe that went to our good friend Mary. What else we got here? We got a TPD ride-along. We had that. We had Ackerley Advertising, a U of A gift basket. Greg from Mutz, the Ferrari diecast model. Visit Tucson gift basket, which we did hook up with a Westward Look stay certificate. So that was cool. Fox Theater tickets. So we had tickets from did Cheryl arrange this? Fox Theater, Gaslight, Desert Diamond, and then also she got us a super terrific Tucson Rodeo VIP experience.
Oh my gosh.
And it's their 100th coming up, so yes. It's going to be a hell of a.
That was a nice gift package.
Yep. So we have that, and then Sarah, my buddy Sarah, had this Medeiros. It's some really fancy reproduction of an original.
Yes.
Not Chick-fil-A. I know it sounds like Chick-fil-A.
Vermilion flycatcher.
I kept on calling it the vanilla flycatcher.
Yes.
And
people
said that was wrong. Uh-huh. I think you're wrong. No, just kidding. And then Pat Hirsch donated this beautiful glass eagle that had like these fresh flowers around it and stuff like that. Yeah. So that was cool. That was part of our super terrific patriotic package.
Yes.
That we did. So anyway, thank you all. I'm sure I missed somebody in thanking you guys, but. And thanks for all of you guys, not just for showing up, but donating stuff. And just the spirit of the room was magnifico, which is more important. You know, Gloria and I have had this discussion about if there's a legacy to the show, right? And it's the relationships that have built over an AM radio show with only 32 listeners. That's the most.
Who knew?
Yep. I never thought that could happen. It's the best. So, all right, let's go to break. We'll do rundown, and then we got Dr. DeFilippo and Brother Joe before the day is over. Brother Joe made an appearance Saturday night, too. He was like the bell of the ball, Brother Joe. We're doing Super Moon Monday, so of course we got to do a new moon on Monday. So I didn't see Uranus out there, but I did see a big super moon. Mm. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Uranus. There you go. The music I grew up with. None of this hip-hop crap. Hey, you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. It's the Monday after our amazing fundraiser for Honor Flight, a Southern Arizona Honor Flight. And again, there's a super moon out there where supposedly we have full moon, but it's the closest to the Earth during its arcs. Something
like
that.
Last night or tonight? It was spectacular as it set today.
Yeah, it came over the mountains right before I went to bed last night.
Yeah,
it was coming through the clouds. That
really
was
something.
So, and then it was very low in the sky, so you know, kind of between refraction and pollution and whatever, it had the good big giant blood red moon going on the west side. So it was wild and wacky.
I don't like this stuff.
Let's do a quick rundown. This is stuff that I'm never getting to today.
Okay.
But I will get to it. Now, I love that Kamala Harris came out with her price gouging control crap.
Price controls. That's going to work out just great.
If you look at a discussion about inflation on my Facebook page, you'll see a business owner who sells his product in supermarkets complaining about supermarkets or gouging people, even though he makes money off of selling his product through said supermarkets, which means he's smoking the Kool-Aid.
Gotcha.
Not just like drinking it.
I like the way you're mixing your metaphors.
Thank you.
Very nicely done.
And so I sent you the Milton. We're not going to play it now.
Okay.
The Milton Friedman. Let me explain. Nobel Prize winning Milton Friedman on how inflation works one more time.
What do grocery stores have? About a 2% profit margin?
At best. Supreme Court hands the dudes or women crowd a defeat last week at the Supreme Court. We'll talk about that. I love this from the B guys, the Not the B. It's called The Associated Press is the Enemy of the People. And wait till I get to one of the headlines. It's going to make you all puke in your buckets, as we like to say. Let's see what else we got here today. We have Harris went on the stump without teleprompter and disaster ensued. We got to get to that.
Sure.
So remember when the...
Democracy's strong, yet fragile. We're talking a system of government or toilet paper. I don't understand.
I like she also said in trying to talk about price gouging, did you notice she said the word gauging? Again, Biden senile
as
hell.
At least he had the age excuse.
Correct. Right. Washington Post, Democracy Dies in the Darkness, editorial board decimates Kamala Harris. We got that going.
Wow.
For us. Then we're going to do some. Sometimes the way the universe presents news stories is just magical. And by magical, I mean magical this time. And there's one about Romero, and she's speaking at the DNC tonight.
Okay? Yeah.
But then there's one about East Side, West Side.
Okay.
And we're not talking about the opening theme of a New York Mets thing. So let's go to break. I have...
The Democratic convention where they have walls around it and you have to have ID to enter? That convention?
Well, and then everyone's boarding up their business, where no one in Milwaukee had to board up their business for the Republicans.
It's so true.
You're on Wake Up Tucson, 7:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Buble. We're doing the Supermoon Monday playlist today. I was going to do Bobby Darin, but then I said, let's do a moon thing. Feeling moony. Not Sean Mooney. So, I do have the list of props that are going to be on the 2024 ballot. We'll get to that this week. There will be the Saturday after Labor Day, which is the 7th. There'll be a meeting that you can all attend, but you do have to RSVP, where me and Austin Van de Haden from the Goldwater are going to do a presentation on all of the props. So you can kind of know which way you want to go on these things. And Austin will in a classy way present and opine, and then I will be the ugly emotional guy talking after him. So, he's the burger and the bun. I'm just the secret sauce.
Sriracha. Sriracha mayo.
We're doing a closed one for Saddlebrook also that week, but... the one for Northwest Republicans will be open to the public, but you must RSVP. Before the week's over, we'll definitely get to the LD-17 circular firing squad helping Democrats. But we won't do that now. It's coming. Rhino! Calm down. Everyone calm the hell down. Then we got to get to violence in Tucson. I don't know if you know that. It's a new thing that's just occurring. We have a kidnapping situation. We have the Harris campaign is so scared of having their campaign workers work out of an office inside the city limits in Tucson that even though Rahina is the one speaking at the DNC tonight,
it's tweeting her tail off as far as everything she puts out on social media. Oh, Harris, oh.
So the Harris-Waltz campaign is opening up their offices for Southern Arizona in Oro Valley, not in the city of Tucson. And, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe their umbrella policy would be cheaper if it's... So anyway, if you want to have fun, RNC, I don't know, you know, it's kind of, no one would listen to us because we're rhino bastards over here for the real Republicans, all right? But this is what you should be pounding out tonight while Romero's speaking at the DNC. Now, of course, how I put it today was the mayor of the gun battle city of Arizona is going to the granddaddy of gun battle cities of America to basically lie right to your face. And I can't wait for Rahina Romero to gloss over and ignore her own city when it comes to this discussion.
Brought to you by Tito's.
I'm telling you. So this is the beauty of the internet. So I'm going through the... I'm not doing nothing. I'm just going through some stories.
She's actually speaking at the convention.
Yeah. Hold on. Now, this is the best. KVOA. News for you. You're welcome. Side by side, on the top, we have... Romero to speak at RNC in Chicago on Monday.
Yeah.
And then right below it, TPD investigating fifth shooting within last week.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
Cultural exchange program with Chicago.
Now, she's already been reelected, right? So she's been there for 5.5+ years. And then before that, councilwoman for 12. And I know there's a bunch of you who you get the fake hug from her at rubber chicken meetings. I know that. But let's look at her record. Don't go by what she says. Go by what she forgets to say or ignores or does say. She actually could not give a flying blank about her own city. That's where you're at. She couldn't give a flying crap about the average Tucson citizen. And if you're like, oh, that's not fair. Sure, it's fair. Look at the misery going on in her own town. And she advocates for policies to make things worse. This is not, just drive. Don't listen to me. Go drive. Get in your car. Here's the best part. For all of you Rahina Kool-Aid drinkers, it's becoming an apparent situation that there are parts of town that you would not get out of your car and walk 3 blocks. That's where you're at. Trust me, tomorrow we're going to play a chunk of the Romero speech. And it's going to be, and you're going to say, what city does she work in? She's going to be an absolute embarrassment tonight. Absolute embarrassment. Then KGun9 this morning on the left side, it said, man found dead from gunshot wounds on west side. Then on the right, it said, man in hospital after east side shooting. So all on the same, right next to each other, I have east side shooting, west side shooting. We have, this is from Katie Burkholder at KVOA. This is off of Irvington. So we had like some sort of, I don't know if it made the news, What's Up Tucson had it. There was gunfire and possibly an apparent suicide at the horrible Ojos Locos place on Irvington and I-19 yesterday. Then we had a kidnapping situation at Irvington and Midvale Park.
So that was kind of a strange story because it was the same place where they arrested the guy, found, located and arrested the guy that shot the sheriff.
Right.
The sheriff's deputy, I'm sorry.
Right. So we got that going for us, right? Then we predicted it first when I saw this horrible story, one injured in shooting at Kolb and Escalante. And I said, CJ Ham said it last Halloween, watch out for the Circle K at Kolb and Escalante.
Yes, sir.
It's getting worse and worse and worse. And Rahina's Tucson crime disease is spreading throughout other parts of town. So we got that going for us. Let's see. The west side was 4,700. West Irvington and I-19. Maybe this is the one I'm talking about. This is the one at the Ojos Locos. So we got that. And then the east side shooting was at the Villas Las Naranja at 22nd and Kolb Sunday morning. So while Rahina flees to the boarded up downtown Chicago, her town is falling apart around her head.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Brushfire before we get the break. Brushfire, happy Taco Monday.
Happy Taco Monday. Great job Saturday to everybody who was there. Thank you. Well done. Can't do it in August. Nah, bull crap.
Correct.
You did it well. You did it well. Good job. But I looked at this and you say to me, you know, I felt safer. We finished up at the Rock and we were talking 136 North Park. Uzbekistan or Kazakhstan, you're talking, you think it's going to be scary? I felt safer there at 11:30 at night than I do at Palo Verde and Ajo at noon. There was no problem whatsoever down there. And I think it's because people were going to see rock and roll. You know?
Right.
It's just a happy, and a lot of people my age, you know, more, quite a few youngsters, but it's more of a my age band, you know. I mean, they're real esoteric, but killer band, great guitar player. But I kind of noticed something here that the people that run this place, you know, I travel quite a bit. I probably travel more extensively than most people. I don't see these crosswalk things anywhere else in America. In the middle of 22nd and I don't know. 22nd in Wilmot to 22nd in Alvernon, there's like eight of them, you know. But I come in at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and there's these stumbling people out in the road wearing dark clothes, not knowing where they're going, maybe pushing carts and whatnot. I mean, I drive 63, drive exactly the speed limit, 40 miles an hour. You can't drive in the right lane and you can't drive in the fast lane because people will stumble into the street with no idea where they're at, and they all seem to be wearing dark clothes. Is there a plan here?
Well, so what happened was you take the lack of any sort of traffic enforcement, you advocate for open borders that lets fentanyl and all this stuff blow through, that you have more people than ever in this zombie-like state. But what you do is you put they call the hawk crosswalk. If you put that on the street, then you've, quote, covered. You're good. Right, because everyone freaked out on fentanyl knows you got to go and press the magic button and the lights will go and they'll exactly walk in that area, which of course is horse crap.
They don't.
Yeah,
they don't. You know, I mean, I'm the dumb one. You know, I come in at, like I said, I mean, I sneak in here at 3:30 so I can get some time by before everybody comes in, and then I usually go home after dark. You know, and it's just they're just stumbling. It doesn't make sense that. I don't know that maybe I keep saying the basics, you know, the small things that we're missing. And those hawk crossings now are probably at $300,000 to $350,000 a piece. I haven't seen one go in a while. But our new project is between, I think it's 29th and Craycroft and 22nd and Craycroft. We're spending $27,000 per per corner. Yeah, no, per corner. So at each one, it's $54,000 to put in wheelchair ramps.
Well, that's nice.
Like, what? Oh yeah, there's the whole street. If you know, I go down 29th, turn north on Craycroft, and the whole street on the right hand side is all torn up, and they're putting in the wheelchair ramps for some reason. I'm sorry. Can I call them shopping cart ramps and not get thrown off, Matt?
Well, they are shopping cart ramps, but you know the idea that Tucson's still behind on handicap on wheelchair accessible corners just shows you how locked in the past we are. So
and how do you go to Utah?
Yep.
You know how do I drive to Utah? How do I drive from here to Moab, over to Durango? Up north, and then I cut across and come over into Rifle, Colorado, and I don't see a single. I go through some of the most poorest places. Go to Nuclear, Colorado, some of the old mining towns that are extremely poor, but you don't see what you see here.
Well, let me give you a better apples to apples. Our buddy Sergio, he has a lot of family in El Paso. He goes, just got back from El Paso. Beautiful streets, tons of businesses, full of people, no homeless, beautiful parks with people with families playing and enjoying them in El Paso. Right?
Oh, El Paso's fine. I don't have a problem with El Paso.
But I'm just telling you, it's an apples to apples, right? I mean, they're right on the border. I mean, Juarez, which is a semi-problematic giant city, is on the other, right on the other side of the border, and El Paso, run by Democrats, can get the basics right. Where we've just got the stupid ideological apple dumpling gang on crack. That's what we got, right? This is the true inheritance of the Ekstrom Grijalva thing. Is we got the worst dumb Democrats ever. We got it, and they just keep perpetuating, and this is where we're at again. El Paso's killing us.
Absolute slaughtering us. We saw a little park in Alpine, Texas that had this beautiful, it was about 30 acres of park, and they had put in this giant water feature. This was like a half an acre of big cement, had benches and all this stuff, and they had this giant thing that looked like the Bellagio, you know, with the water fountains squirting up and stuff.
Yeah.
There must have been 500 kids down. I mean, you're talking West Texas, and it's hot. And there must have been 500 kids out there. They're playing around, and, you know, all the families are out there. They're having little, you know, little get-togethers and whatnot. And Alpine, Texas, not exactly the economic center of Texas, you know, but we go to a little dive bar and get $3 margaritas, and it's a cool town.
It's close to the border. It's right, you know, near the state of Chihuahua, really, is where Alpine is. Yep. So I got you.
And I'm looking at this. I'm like, this seems so simple. Go to Salt Lake City, and Sugar House Park is an old dump. They made into this beautiful 40-acre park where all the kids can sled in the winter, fish in the summer. You can rent little pedal boats. You can go out and have picnics and do whatever you want. You got green grass for 25 acres out in the middle of town in Salt Lake City, Utah. I grew up right across the street. We used to go over there in the summer and play, and you could swim in the water because it wasn't polluted, and you could go in the winter and slide down the thing on a trash can lid and have fun. In Tucson, Arizona, what do the kids do? What did the kids do at Jesse Owens Park? You'll see that pool. That pool has been sitting there with Capcom Construction for 2.5 years. They can't even build a pool.
I know. All right, I got to get going. I'm running late. Good phone call. Have a good day.
Once again, great time. Thanks.
Good seeing you and your lady friend Saturday. Thanks for coming.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Perfect. A little Aussie bark of the moon to have a right after Sean's call. Here we go. It's a Super Moon Monday. Wake up. It's funny, Matt and I he had me at hello, as we like to say. Our great friend Terry Lafferty, our amazing promotions lady, she passed away years ago. And we did a tribute to her after she passed away, and we found out this was her favorite song. So every time I hear Harvest Moon, I always think of Terry Lafferty. So, Matt, you just sent me the street takeover of
right
Tucson
in the
and
heart
Glen.
Of Pliskin Acres.
That was last night, it looked like. And basically, they just took over.
Tell them where it was.
Tucson Boulevard and Glen.
Right.
Right in the
middle
heart of
a very nice neighborhood, really. I mean, and it's a stone's throw from Winter Haven.
That's true. And the mayor's palace at Alexander.
True dat.
I love it. Al, hold on. I'll get you in just 2 seconds. I just want to get this out. So Cantoni sent out the Chorus Nylander piece about witness describes what he saw during deadly Midtown shooting. This is the Speedway and Swan gun battle. The victim was found located a few blocks away near Dianza Park and 7th Street. And then just in the last several days, Tucson's seen several violent crimes. And then Chorus got Ulick on camera, or at least talked to her. And he said he sent multiple requests to the mayor, and she doesn't want to talk to him about it. So that's great. Karen Ulick, it doesn't matter what area of the city it is, it's distressing. Now, here you go. Here, you want to have no confidence. Here, you want to know confidence is she said she met with Kazmar to discuss how he will address gun violence. It's just not gun violence. It's violence. And we've been so soft on crime is they're emboldened. It's not the guns, right? They would do each other with scimitars if they had.
Why else would you have 200 people standing at an intersection at Tucson and Glen of all places?
Yeah, this is even on the edges.
They're not even worried about getting caught.
And they've shut down traffic. You can see there's cars trying to get on their way.
Correct.
And these guys have taken over the corner because they're emboldened that the chances of them, first of all, being captured are low. And then the chances of them being prosecuted properly by Conover are really, really low. So why not? This is a playground for criminals. That's what Tucson's becoming. Ulick, they've outlined for me and certainly are going to be sharing with the community the very new strategies and tools they have in order to address gun violence. This is gaslighting at its best. Gaslighting at its...
Does one of those tools include more cops?
And it will absolutely not have more cops. Let's get Al on the line before we run out of time. Al, what's shaking, buddy?
Okay, one thing, gentlemen, good morning.
Morning.
Is it's the Americans with Disabilities Act that they put in those sidewalk ramps.
Sure.
And they've been doing it for years because one of the presidents voted for the money. And when they get more money, they start it again. They're doing it over in my place by the Acres where there's nobody in wheelchairs.
Well, you never know. I mean... You're supposed to do it.
All the ones in our neighborhood in wheelchairs just go down
Al,
the street.
Let me put on. I don't know if you're going to be in shock. I'm going to put on my City of Tucson pessimism hat right now. How long ago did they receive money to do those ADA curb cuts? And they didn't do it. That'd be my other question.
I'm going to say they've been working on it for probably easily 10 years or longer.
That's what I'm saying.
And then I have one question to put out on people. I can't think of the name of it, but we need to call Fort Lowell something like the Bum Superhighway. Because what they do is, I've been noticing this, they go down by the end of it by Swan to get all their money. Then they come down to my end by the freeway and buy all their drugs and then come back.
Now, it's funny
and
you say this about Fort Lowell, Al, because the Crime Free Coalition guys and girls and a few other people have told me that Fort Lowell is falling apart right now, like hard.
Oh, it is. It's horrible. Like, to put it this way, they leave the gate open there at the detention reservoir at Alvernon and Fort Lowell so the homeless can come in and out because they live under the street there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Al, stay safe. We got to get going. I'm coming up on a hard break. Have a good day, buddy.
Thank you, gentlemen, and have a great Monday. You've made mine.
Thank you, my friend. All right, Dr. D is here, and we're going to get into it with lots of stuff with Dr. D. Filippo. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Brother Joe in the third hour. Wake up.